from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Well, I wanted to start with the fight that you have. You know, you don't give up on any possession here. I mean, you treat these games like they're games that count. Just what you can say about how you came into Summer League and how you kind of view it more from a it seems like you take it more seriously than maybe others might take it.
At the end of the day, you can't play out here just to be cool, and that's not in my game. I like to pride myself as a pit bull. So whatever game I get the chance to play, I'm going to give it a pickup game, three-on-three game. I'm going to go at it. I'm going to compete. I'm going to make everybody around me better, and I'm going to just go. I got an attack mindset from jump to end. To that clock say 0-0-0, that's when I finish fighting.
When you look at the fight, I mean, there's a lot of different plays that you had, whether it's, you know, tipping the ball back, grabbing a rebound, going and going down the lane and taking a shot, or feeding somebody that you see obviously going down the lane doing their own thing. Just what you can say about being versatile and being able to take the shot when you need to take it. And then on the defensive end, you know, not losing any opportunities there and making sure you make the most of everything.
Just exactly like you're saying, I'm just playing the game. I like to say I got a good feel for the game, so at the end of the day I can do pretty much anything to help my team. If it's rebounding, playing defense, if I get a chance to get an open shot, you know what I'm saying, knocking it down, playing in my pick and roll game, I just like to be a complete player. At the end of the day, that's what basketball is about. When somebody take away some, can you adjust and be better in a different area?
What does fighting for a job do for you? I mean, have you always played the way that you play, or does being at something like Summer League kind of put a chip on your shoulder and make it a little different?
That chip was on my shoulder when I came, and I came to this world. I've been had that chip. I never had a guaranteed job from college, from high school, all that. I've just always been, you know what I'm saying, back of the burner type, you know what I'm saying, overlooked, all that. That's what got me, and we've been where I'm from. It's not easy coming out of Virginia, coming out of North Carolina. It's not really too many people that make it to this stage. And at the end of the day, I'm trying to solidify myself and put a difference between me and everybody else here, that I am an NBA player and I know how to play this game and I'm capable of running the team.
What can you say about putting the city on your back when you play?
Oh man, that's easy. That's what I do. That tattoo is on me. My whole state on me. I pride that. You know what I'm saying? Last person that anybody can remember coming out of where I'm from is Allen Iverson. So I talk to him. I try to tell him that I'm gonna make the same staple in this NBA as you did. And it might not be with getting 40, but it'll be in another way. People gonna remember who I am.
What has been, you know, when you say you tell him that, what's been the response?
He said, you know how, he just tell it like it's a different, we got a different mantra from coming from Virginia. Like the area we from is a 757. So, you know, we pride ourselves on that. And
right,
pretty much all he tell me is, you know how we go, just kill. He never say anything more than just kill. However you got to do it, just kill.
And he's still playing basketball. He's in the big three.
He's there. He's not really playing, but he's there for sure.
So when you see that and you see this, what you're trying to do right now, just what you can say about what you've learned from being with the Charlotte team and what you've taken away from the experience with them this time around with the specific organization.
Definitely. Just as last year, same type of thing. I came in late in the season, came through. I'm trying to still learn about the culture around Charlotte. I'm still getting to the point where I'm getting very familiar with coverages, talk, stuff like that, the little things, and that's what's going to keep me on the floor and keep Coach trusting me and being maybe the backup, you know.